I'm in Bury St Edmunds, and to be precise, I'm in Britain's smallest pub. It's called The Nutshell, and the barman is called...
Frank.
Frank. Is it usual for people to be waiting for you to open in the morning?
No, not at all. I've just had a bit of trouble with good old Barclays, so I apologise for the lateness there. But yeah, as a rule, I'm pretty... sharp with opening, but I did get held up today, so I apologise for that.
No, that's cool. I'm not, I'm not actually that au fait with pub opening times. I'm not normally having a beer like I am now at 11 a.m. But I thought, well, I'll get a small beer. It looks like a pint in the photo, but it is in fact, if you're looking at the photo, it is in fact a half. I thought, I don't know if there's room to have a pint in here. What's the most amount of people you've had?
That'd be 102 and a dog called Bob.
102 people. Is
yes,
that on
right,
both
yeah.
floors?
Well, what I'm led to believe, I'm assuming it's on both floors. I mean, I wasn't around at the time because that was in 1984 and I'm originally from the north. But I'm assuming it would be on both floors because if it's just on ground level, I can't imagine...
Too sweaty.
Yeah, the scale of it would just be incredible.
Everybody a straw.
Yeah, pretty much. But I have had people who were around claim that it was solely on the ground floor. So... we do tell people it is that, but as I say...
It might have been a stunt just to see how many you could get in, like you would a mini.
Well, yeah, I mean, as you say, it was a stunt. It was back in 1984, and it was a world record attempt, and Guinness were involved with it. And it was broadcast on Radio 1, on the Mike Smith show, I believe. And John Peel, who's a local guy, came along as well. And, if you visit the pub, there's quite a lot of references to it. We've got the original paper clippings... and the letter from Radio 1 thanking us for making the event go ahead. And also, we've also got the actual evidence of the photographic
evidence.
Wow,
there is a photo here of a lot of people outside waiting to get in. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I always get people winding me up saying that, they're not actually in the pub, but technically that was there's the amount of people that we got in here.
That's
obviously...
You couldn't take a photo inside.
I doubt it, yeah. But one of the... the rules of the sort of stunt attempt, or whatever you want to call it, the record attempt, was that they all had to have 1 foot on the floor and all had to have a drink. So with Guinness obviously being world record people, they all give them a bottle of Guinness. So they did all have a drink and they all fit in the pub, 1984. And then right at the very last minute, there was a little Jack Russell dog that came running along. And obviously every sort of door and window that could be open was open, just so you can get an arm and leg out or whatever. And he just came running in at the end, so... We decided to include him.
So how big is the pub technically?
Well, it's 15 by 7 foot is the actual dimensions of it. So that's
my shed is bigger.
Yeah, well, so is mine actually, yeah. But that's the official sort of status of the pub that we go on for the record. And that's solely for the footage of where we're actually standing now on the ground floor.
How big is the cellar? Is it actually bigger than the pub?
Yeah, the cellar is actually probably about 2-3 times the size of the pub, which, it always does bring a smile to people's faces. And if you do visit the pub, you'll see outside there's a little trapdoor where the cellar opens up so we can have beer deliveries in with the drayman come down. But the cellar actually does go out underneath the pavement outside.
Fantastic. And here is a customer.
No, I want to ask directions. Do you know where that is?
Oh,
sorry.
£5, eh?
I'm sorry.
Barclays yesterday,
moved. He's just had problems this morning with Barclays and now he's given directions to Barclays.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the wall and the ceiling covered with money. Money from... the money that's on the roof, has it been collected since the pub's opening?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if you look on the sort of, it'd be your right side of the pub, there's a lot of...
Above a stag's head. Yes. So, how old is the pub?
Well, as a pub, I think it came into effect being a pub around 1867-ish. We have got some documents and some old photographs of it before it was a pub. It used to be a museum. It's also been a greengrocer's and a newsagent's. Mm. But there's a little bit of a story. Just on our left, we've got now a building site in Norwich and Peterborough. That used to be an old pawnbroker's exchanging mart type thing. And next to that, obviously, was a nutshell. And the guy who ran the pawnbroker's decided to get his son involved and turn this into a pub because he found that people were going in, pawning stuff to get money for beer so they could go and have a pint. So he said, look, son, turn this into a boozer, rough and ready. Here's what it is. And they'll go in there. We'll give them some money for their goods and they'll come straight back in here and spend it. And ever since then, it's always remained as a pub. So there's a bit of savvy there for that guy, I think.
Very much. Just providing a service, just providing a service. So you've got kind of a dining area upstairs. Is that a recent addition? Or?
Well, it's been in for a couple of years. We have got a function room and dining room available, but as long as it's for parties of two or fewer. So you're more than welcome to book that if you'd like.
I can imagine for meetings. Why not have a meeting in Britain's smallest public house? Just the two of you, of course. Or three small people?
Well, yeah, we do get a lot of stag and hen do's, and we've had a couple of wedding receptions in here, believe it or not. Obviously not with a buffet and, yeah, you know, disco and stuff like that, but just for, it's mostly, I mean, we do get a lot of tourists in it. It's just for the novelty value of it, just to get a photograph to say that they've been on the wedding day. But, yeah, everyone's welcome, and as I say, we do cater for everyone, and if you can get in, come in, the more the merrier, pretty much.
We got a website?
Yeah, we have. It's www.nutshellpub.co.uk. And we're also in the middle of setting up another one. But, I mean, basically, if you just go online and just sort of put it in any search engine, the Nutshell or Britain's Smallest Pub Nutshell, you'll get the links to it.
Fantastic. Did John Peel ever drink here?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Well, as I say, we've got photographs on the wall of him drinking in here prior to his death. Really nice guy, obviously. Local guy, talented and obviously well
any
known.
Any excuse for me to get John Peel in a podcast. Thank you so much, and thank you for my morning beer.
You're more than welcome.